You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Can we erase our history? Is it as easy as this? Plausible deniability. I swear I've never heard of it. And I can close the door on us, but the room still exists, and I know you're in it. Hours of phrases I've memorized.
This is The Beths, of course, with Expert in a Dying Field, the name of their 2022 album, which is up for, in various ways, four awards at the Aotearoa Music Awards this year. The AMAs went on a hiatus to kind of rejig their voting process, kind of try and open it up to more sounds, different artists in that space. So that's why there's some albums that are eligible that are a little bit older than a year ago, if that makes sense. I know some people were confused about that. But I'm pleased it means that records like this get to be celebrated and that we get to see a really diverse range of artists being nominated for the AMAs this year. Had a great chat with Liz, who's currently over in New York with John. The Beths have been playing two weekends at Coachella and a bunch of other shows in the States. I had a Zoom with her last week to hear how she's feeling after those nominations and how this tour has been going. Nice to chat with you. Where in the world are you at the moment?
Hey, I'm in Brooklyn, New York City. Please don't. Is this live? I don't know.
No, this is re-recorded, but if I get you doing it in New York City, I'm definitely keeping it in.
All right. Well, it's too late. The country for the worst of the
year, but I'll come back to it. There's so much I want to talk to you about. We're here to talk specifically about a slew of nominations you've got for the Aotearoa Music Awards 2024. You're up for Best Album or Album of the Year for Expert in a Dying Field, Single of the Year for Watching the Credits, and Best Group. And then also Lily Paris West is being nominated for the artwork that she created for Expert in a Dying Field as a record. So quite a good run for the Beths there. You guys must be feeling pretty proud.
Oh, feeling pretty good. It's so nice to feel included. Like, I feel like I know that they've been the good people behind the Aotearoa Music Awards have been making a lot of changes the last few years and like doing a lot of talking to people and trying to figure out what the awards are. And so because of that, there's this like really long, almost like 18 month long period rather than a year. And I think our album came out right at the start of it, August 2022. So like, it's so strange. The album feels like it's right very much at the end of its cycle. But it's nice to have a bit of, just a bit more love for it. We go into a bit of hibernation. Yeah,
totally. You haven't really been hibernating though, because you are, as we mentioned, in New York and you've just been playing two weekends at Coachella. No big deal. What was that like?
It was great. Yeah, it's like it's a big music festival, and I don't know. It's like one that I guess like something like Glastonbury. It's like you have this perception of what it's going to be like, and the perception was like in some ways met my expectations, and in some ways like was really different. And I really enjoyed it. Like we played on Friday evening both weekends, and it runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and so we were able to like play, and then on the first weekend we just stayed as like punters at the festival. And like the music was amazing, like the selection was awesome, the staging was incredible, and there's this like hilarious culture where everybody brings out like a famous special guest if they're on like one of the big stages, and it's just really fun. It feels like being like really being inside pop culture or something.
Yeah, I mean, even just like observing the videos that are online or on YouTube or whatever, I had such a fun time watching you guys play. I was like, I felt so proud in such a completely unearned way. I was just like, oh my God, look at the Beths go, and look at the crowd, they're having the best time ever. I was sort of hoping you might like, you know, whip out Dave Dobbin or something as your kind of celebrity guest from New Zealand. But what was your like biggest celebrity spot there? I'm always dying to know what famouses are walking around.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, we went and watched Ice Spice's set. We were like 2 or 3 meters away from, I guess, Taylor Swift. I think Justin Bieber was in there as well. And then Rihanna and Billie Eilish were around as well. I don't know. I didn't see them with my raw eyes, but some of the people I was hanging out with did. And I was just like, wow, those are real people.
They're real. They're not just like characters on the internet. That is being inside pop culture, right in the heart of it. I hope you went up and gave them a copy of your album. You're like, I think you might like this, Taylor. Help you write your next record.
I can get through the large wall of everybody in around her holding up their phones to try and get a video.
Fair enough. It's just a story I don't quite believe, full of plot hole and constant monotony. Who's gonna root for this unlikable? Take after take till the cows come home. Shut the door, I'm feeling overexposed. Now they all know about tears. You guys have got an incredible international fan base now. Of course, we love you here at home, but you've really built up this like global community that listens to your music and really engages with it. It must be really special every time you get to connect with them in a live setting. What is it like playing your music overseas?
It's pretty special. Like, even alongside these Coachella gigs, which have been like, you know, big shows in a big tent, it's like we've been playing these kind of random other shows around the Southwest. Like, we played a show in Tucson and a show in Las Vegas, and like these places that like we didn't get to on the first three times that we came to America over the last, you know, since our most recent album came out. So, but we're like kind of getting to them now, and it's still really special to kind of like play somewhere first time and have people like hang out after the show, and people come up to you while you're packing up and they're like, thank you for coming to like Tucson. Like, it's fun to be in Tucson. I would never otherwise go to Tucson, I don't think. Like, it's special to be living to people's like small worlds that, you know, you wouldn't normally have access to.
Yeah, totally. It's a real privilege. Who've been some favorite sort of bands that you guys have enjoyed on this particular trip overseas? Have you kind of caught anyone new or any old faves that have really stood out for you?
Yeah, there's like this real like surreal thing of like there are bands that like, you know, we can be in a mode of discovery and like be listening to an artist that we love that is not like a giant mega artist, but like Ben Sinclair, our bass player, he showed me the songwriter Jess Callan, who's been playing with us on this tour. Like, I remember him showing me their music like back in 2020, like when we were like heavily in New Zealand not thinking about touring, and just like was like, listen to this song. I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. And then a couple years later we were touring it, and we wanted to get this other amazing songwriter that I love, Rosie Tucker, to open for us, and turns out that Jess Callan was playing guitar for Rosie Tucker for that tour. Like,
amazing.
And so we got to meet both of these like people that, you know, it's that we really loved, and end up playing shows with them. It's cool. It feels like the world's a very big place, and there's a lot of good music. But we're very lucky in that it seems to get a bit smaller when we tour, and we're able to like be meet people and interact with people and talk to the people who are making music at, you know, in the way that we also like to make music, which is, it's not necessarily like global domination music, but it's like it's reaching out and connecting with people in whatever capacity that is.
Global community or something? I don't know. I was trying to find a word for that, but there doesn't seem to be quite the right one. But I think you guys, you know, you make a home wherever you go with like lovely people around you, and I think that that's a really special and pretty wonderful thing that you get to do with your job. You know,
it's pretty great. Scratching at the door, they're gonna call security, so I can't creep around here anymore. But I can see a way to a new horizon, squinting through the clouds till it bends my eyes. And every other star is a sun that's rising, and every other word I'm apologizing. But I just wanna know, is this where you wanna go? You and me are glowing, the cosmos running down the road to jog the memory. What
is the next step for you guys? Because you're going to be kicking around the States for a couple of months, is that right?
Yeah, just me and Jonathan. I guess the idea is that I guess we've never really lived anywhere apart from New Zealand, like, me and John went away, like, and the amount that we've toured over the last, I guess, 5 or 6 years, it's, we've spent a lot of time overseas, but, like, touring is a little different, I guess. It's, like, you're in a different place most days, and it's not really settled, and then at the end of those tours, normally the first thing we want to do is we want to go home and, like, be in one place and, like, hang out with friends and family, and that's felt really important, but I guess I don't really want to, I still don't really want to move to a different country, because I still love that, like, I love feeling like part of the community at home, and but I don't know, we're gonna spend a couple of months in, yeah, kicking around the States, maybe in LA, and just I need to do some writing. I need to write another album.
Nice.
Help.
Give yourself a little writing treat in America is a really, I think, cool place to be. Thinking, you know, getting out of your routine is always great for just, like, shaking up what's in your head and seeing what, you know, falls out when you are giving yourself a little bit of extra space, especially when you're not, like, you know, doing it with the busyness of a show twice a week or sometimes more than that. It must be a pretty cool thing to give yourself that room to just think and write.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just, like, I love Auckland and I love the music scene there, but it will be interesting to be in a place where, like, there's literally people coming through the city every single night, because it's like an entertainment capital kind of place, and, like, that's yeah, it's interesting to me, and I'm hoping to, like, yeah, go to a bunch of shows and, like, see a bunch of people and maybe meet people that have, like, enjoy their music and, like, have chatted to them but I've never met, because, like, you're never in the same city at the same time and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to kind of, like, being in the belly of the beast for a little bit.
Amazing. Well, I'm so excited for you guys and so stoked about your nominations at the Aotearoa Music Awards. They are happening on the 30th of May, and it's going to be at the Viaduct Event Centre in Tāmaki Makaurau. And we're really looking forward to it and super excited for you guys and your adventures you've got coming up. Liz, thank you so much for chatting with me. I hope you have a nice time in New York.
Thanks, Rachel. Always a pleasure. Always happy to be on the beat.
Sun.
the Beths with Knees Deep. You are on 95BFM. This is The Breakfast Show. I hope you're doing well out there. Thank you so much to Liz Stokes of the Beths for speaking with me. They are up for 3 awards, and then their album artwork is also up for an award. Te Tino Pukaemi o Te Tau, Album of the Year for Expert in a Dying Field. Te Tino Waiata o Te Tau, Single of the Year for Watching the Credits. Te Tino Kahui Manu Taki o Te Tau, Best Group. And then Te Taumata o Te Toi, Best Album Artwork. Lily Paris West is nominated for Expert in a Dying Field, obviously. The wonderful album cover that she designed for the Beths as well. Really lovely to chat to Liz. They've had a crazy time. I do love the idea of the Beths being in the same bit of the mosh as all the like mega celebs.
Hell yeah.
As they should be. You can watch their Coachella sets back, actually. It's up on YouTube and it's really worth checking out. They're absolutely killing it. And the crowd does look like they're having the best time. And I did feel like this kind of total unearned pride watching. I was like, I haven't had a hand in the success of this like incredible band, but it's like watching your friends do so well overseas is so exciting. Anyway, go check it out. It's really wonderful. And keep an ear and an eye out for the Aotearoa Music Awards, which are happening at the end of May. Will be a really exciting night of celebrating music.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.